Story 3. The Nobel Prize. Discuss. What would you do if you had a molecular machine? In 2016, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry went to the European chemists Jean-Pierre Sauvage, Sergei Fraser-Stoddart, and Bernard L. Feringa, who created the tiniest machines in the world out of molecules. These machines, motors, elevators, and cars, can be measured by using only a few nanometers. The applications for these new machines have a wide range of possibilities, from creating new delivery systems for drugs to developing practical ways to store energy. Sauvage was credited by the Nobel Committee in 1983 and was given a big advance. Covalent bonds, which hold the atoms within an individual molecule together, are formed by the sharing of electrons in the outer atomic orbitals. However, Sauvage's team used a copper ion and developed a way to link two molecules in a mechanical chain. The most important point is that these molecules are not fixed together or rigid. Instead, they can move about, and this leads to the development of nanomachines. Sauvage and Stoddart began experimenting with this concept. In 1991, Stoddart's research team was responsible for building a molecular ring that was able to fit around an axle rich with electrons. When heat was applied, the ring moved on the axle. This back-and-forth movement on the electron axle is called a rotaxine, and Stoddart later used this structure and demonstrated how you could build small computer chips. The turning point was in 1999, when Feringa was able to show how to create mechanical motors from molecules. Molecules were known to normally spin back and forth in a variety of directions, but Feringa made chemical structures that would spin in one direction when these structures were exposed to UV light. This spinning motor permitted Feringa to create some very complex machines, like nanometer-scale cars in 2011. Using the principles created by Feringa, chemists have developed some useful applications, like light-activated switches. They can send drugs to an exact point and the exact time in the body, and make medication more effective in treating an illness or condition. In addition to this, researchers have connected long polymers of molecular machines so that they have the ability to heal themselves when scratched. Other materials could have the ability to change when exposed to light, opening a potentially new form of battery, or creating a new form of sensors that will react to light. Best of all, nanometers could help clean up worldwide pollution, or even repair damaged circuits. Although it's still only the beginning, chemists believe that molecular machines will be invaluable and able to do things that other machines cannot do.